This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us an email through there. And our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. That comes right to my cell phone. So if we can help you in any way, any consumer issues whatsoever, we will do our best to help you. Well, glad to have a returning guest back with us, Andy Stone. Andy is with the Upright MRI, and I went and saw these folks last year. I actually have an appointment this afternoon on another issue, and going to be going over there. But, Andy, good to have you back with us.
It's great to be back. A lot to learn for the folks out there about weight-bearing MRI. And
you bet.
I know you're, well, we won't tell them what MRI you're getting today.
Nothing. Oh, no, I don't mind. Yeah, okay. Getting the knee done.
Yeah, the knee MRI, you know, it's not weight-bearing, which is what we focus on, but you'll be laying there or watching TV.
Sure, and I'm telling you, the one we did last year with, and I've had a ton of MRIs, and, man, you just, the anxiety leading up to going in because not the smallest guy in the world, nor probably the largest, but man, going in and yeah. You just feel the sides of that tube pressing in on your shoulders, and the top of the machine feels like it's an inch and a half away from your nose.
I know.
And man, and I came to your place, sat in a chair, watched the Rockies game. Now, watching the Rockies will make you need another MRI, but watched a game. And I mean, such a difference.
It is a big difference, but the upright MRI, it's multifaceted.
Mm-hmm.
The tube MRIs are pretty straightforward. You're laying down, they push a button, it's almost automatic.
Right.
The fear is automatic.
Yeah, absolutely.
The positioning is automatic. But upright is dynamic because that bed in between the vertical gap is almost infinitely adjustable.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do weight-bearing knees, we can do weight-bearing spines, of course, that's our big thing. And it's non-claustrophobic because people have nothing over their head in front of their face, they just sit and watch TV. So that part of it is easy. Everybody understands that.
Right.
And the patients understand weight-bearing much more than you may think.
Mm-hmm.
They get it and
sure.
They want it. And the internet's a great thing because everybody's reading, researching, and took a call this morning on that very issue. So I'm here. I want to talk about weight bearing, flexion, extension. We've got one of our radiologists, Joe Ugorji, here with us. He'll jump in a sec. But the first thing, if you don't mind, real quick.
No, let's go. Yep.
I want to arm the listeners with a couple important things. First of all, if you're at home listening and you're near a computer, go to uprightmrico.com, uprightmrico.com, and there's photographs and pictures and information there for any body part that we scan. Also, I would love an email. Send me an email if you heard us today, uprightcolorado@gmail.com. I'd be thrilled to hear any questions or the fact that you heard us today. So MRI is a miracle, regardless of the type of MRI. So
there's three types, basically, right?
Yeah, there's high field, mid field, and low field. Without getting into the technical stuff, and Dr. Ugorji, he can get into that.
No.
But I'm just the senior janitor at Upright MRI, and so I kind of hit the high points, right? But it's important for patients to be able to go to their doctor and say, look, I want an upright MRI of my spine in a weight-bearing position with multiple angles, flexion, extension performed, and be ready because some of the doctors are going to say, oh, wait a minute, no, that's a midfield. We want a high field. Well, We have scanned several brain surgeons over the years. And those,
found.
And we are right. No. Yeah,
that's a different talk.
That's really good right there, actually. And this one, he was so hesitant. He delayed and said it's going to be a waste of his time. And his primary care doctor just kept pressing him and saying, look, upright MRI is different. And it's also different between who owned it before us and now the image quality coming out today. It's been there 13 years. So what were they doing that put out some bad image quality that created an impression in the market that the images were not going to be diagnostic?
Right.
We've changed that. 4 years ago, we took it over, and we have incredible image quality as long as the patient is able to stay still. You can have bad image quality on a high feel.
Sure.
It all boils down to motion. And so one of the brain surgeons explained to me why upright can achieve competitive image quality with a high field. He said, Andy, it's simple math. You have gradients and time. And he explained it in that way. And he said, look, it takes you 40 minutes to get the neck MRI done with that diagnostic, really quality imaging. Mm-hmm. It takes a high field 23 minutes. Okay, but you're watching TV during the upright, so you don't care about the extra 20 minutes or so, you know, and plus you get that weight bearing and the flexion extension. So I just think it's extraordinarily important for people to be armed with that knowledge, to be able to defend your decision. And by the way, it is your choice.
Sure.
Where you want to get an MRI done. I have a couple quotes.
Sure.
If you don't mind, real quick, that some radiologists, some leading radiologists, and some quotes from them. It says Dr. Smith, he's a professor of radiology from the Center for Spinal Research at the University of Aberdeen, Scotland. Quote, because of its unique design, the image quality of the upright scanner is excellent. Having a horizontal magnetic field allows Phonar to use the same receiver coils used on a 1.5 Tesla magnet. Therefore, the image quality is exceptionally good. In just over 30% of the patients, we find things that are not evident in the recumbent position. Recumbent meaning laying down, flat, relaxed. And these are the findings the surgeon must know before commencing surgery. And then another radiologist, Dr. Rose, founder and medical director, Rose Radiology, I often see problems that are invisible in recumbent-only scans. Regardless of Tesla power, today I have numerous surgeons who will not consider going to surgery without seeing an upright MRI of their patients in the position of the problem. Hmm. Drop the mic.
Yep. So again, your three, when I said types a minute ago, you got your closed MRI, which we all kind of know is a big
tubular high field.
Yeah. And then you've got an open MRI, where when you walk in, that does look a lot better.
It's open on the sides.
If you've never experienced
still your, laying flat. Yeah.
Right. But with yours, I think the importance is, like when I had my neck done, and my doctor was very, very happy with the images. But you're able to turn different angles and all that, because when you're laying down and then got something usually braced around your neck where you can't move at all in the laying down position.
Right.
How is that ever going to show what it needs to?
I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Ugorji at this point. good lead in for him.
All right. Hello.
Glad to have you here.
Hello. This is Joe Ugorji. So, yeah, I was a big skeptic, like many providers, about 2 or 3 years ago. And I've apologized to Andy a few times for this, but yeah, I've turned patients, I've turned docs, I've turned even lawyers away from using this tool. But in recent years, I've started to see differences. Once you put gravity in the equation, I can find disc herniations that are pooching out. I can see different malalignments or even vertebral bodies slipping based on just what position somebody's neck in. So to really simplify this thing and bring it down to the ground, the position you're hurting in is probably the position you want to take a picture in. If you're lying down on your bed and that's where your neck hurts, go for it. That's probably the best position. You can do that at Upright MRI. You can do that any MRI. But if you find I have low back pain or headaches after standing for long periods of time, you probably want to take a picture in that position. So sure. Just to make this real simple, that's kind of how I think of it.
Right. Now, let's go through the process. Andy, when someone comes to you and they want to get an MRI, let's talk about the procedure. First of all, most people hear MRI, first thing they think of is money. So let's talk about the financial deal and how that works.
Well, sure. Upright MRI, we're in network with 95% of the insurances out there. No independent facility is in network with Kaiser, for instance.
Sure. You know?
But even Kaiser will authorize an Upright MRI. Cash pays $600 at Upright MRI, and that includes flexion extension angles for the lumbar and cervical, depending on what the patient is getting. But most MRIs are initiated by doctors.
Right.
Or clinicians. I need to see an MRI of you. And then the patient then is, okay. So the doctor faxes that order over to Upright with the insurance information.
And you have to have an order even if somebody's correct. Paying you cash.
That's correct.
Now, some people say, if I'm paying you cash and I want to get an MRI on my back, why can't I do that?
Well, they can call Scott Watley and have him write an MRI order. And, you know, who's to know the difference, right? Now, we you know, it's medical. It's, okay. You know, we want to follow, you know,
sure.
the exact procedures. And we're very, not only do we have a really unique and kind and compassionate machine, you just can't wait to meet our staff, mm-hmm. Tabitha and Megan and Jen and Rick and Sal, and then the senior janitor, me. I answer the phones quite often, so you know don't be surprised if you don't hear my voice. We bend over backwards for patients,
right?
And then we have this amazing experience. So we're at. Experts at claustrophobia and larger patients, you know, bless them, they may not be claustrophobic,
but you will be.
Put them in a tube,
you
yeah,
will be.
And then they suddenly become claustrophobic. Right. So, it's really a good place to start because people don't have claustrophobia tattooed on their forehead.
Right.
You can end up wasting 2, 3, 4 weeks. Of the authorization process and everything else, only to find that you you can't tolerate it and you need to go to Upright MRI. I was in an elevator. I wear these crazy T-shirts and it says Upright with a picture and stuff. And this guy saw my shirt. He goes, "What in the world is that?" And I explained it to him. Of course, I was ready. He got emotional. He said, I resigned myself that I would never be able to have an MRI the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. But now I know I can.
Sure.
It's that kind of stuff. But again, I pass it back over to Dr. Ugorji where the claustrophobic people, they get it. It's no big, that's easy. Weight bearing, flexion extension, and auto accident folks. Even if they needed to just get both, a high field and a weight bearing flexion extension, we are getting more and more auto accident patients,
right?
Because of the dynamic imaging.
Sure. Tell you what, we got to take a break real quick before we do. Let me give you the number 303-858-8855, 303-858-8855. They're located at 6726 South Revere Parkway. A couple of quick testimonials I want to read you. Here's one. Tell us how we did. A lifesaver. I couldn't get an MRI if I did not go to this place. Everyone is great and patient, which helped decrease my anxiety. I thank God for you. Here's another one. Says, much better than a tubular MRI. Staff was friendly and very helpful with everything. And then one more. Wonderful job compared to others. It's amazing. They rock. I'm telling you, folks, if you've been to an MRI, you know. And if you haven't been, hey, hope you never need one. But if you do, trust me, I've done this. Going to do it again today. Upright MRI, 303-858-8855. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back. Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Now, many times you hear your radio host like me say something like, let me tell you about my friends at, then we'll talk about a sponsor that we truly believe in and endorse. Well, in this case, let me tell you about a company that really is part of my family, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. For over 13 years, we have trusted our furry family members to this wonderful staff. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And their goal is to help you keep your pets happy and healthy throughout their life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. We love the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center Boarding Lodge, and your pet will too. Your pet will receive one-on-one care and attention throughout their stay. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Check them out. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. 303-708-8050. 303-708-8050. Or check them out online at lonetreevet.com.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us. Andy Stone is with us from Upright MRI. And Joe Ugorji. Joe's a DO. He is with Ugorji Radiology Consultants. And talking about Upright MRI and MRIs in general. So, Joe, let's talk about, you can have the greatest pictures in the world or the worst pictures in the world, but reading them is the most important in that report. So,
sure,
you got to have those good images like we're talking about that an Upright MRI can give you. But let's talk about reading them. Because, man, when you look at them just as a person, you're like, man, that makes no sense of anything. So, man, takes a lot of training. What kind of training do you have to go through?
Well, thanks for having me on this talk show, sure. Scott. I appreciate it. And you have to go through about 10 years after you get through, at least I did, after college. So it's tough. You have to really love this stuff and love people, love the human body, anatomy. Radiology has a little kind of twist to it, and that there's a lot of physics. So typically NASA and all those engineers shooting rockets in outer space and nuclear physicists, and they make us learn nuclear physics. It's crazy, but we have to know that to understand how MRI is working and how to tweak things. So a lot of school. I wouldn't recommend it unless you really unless you got love of the game. Yeah, I'm not going to advertise my profession.
Sure.
But yeah.
So what's the hardest? Is it the spine, neck? I mean, is that the hardest thing to
read? I'm going to tell you a little secret. So in my training, everyone would talk about doing all these old people spines. You know, I just want to get through this real quick, get on the cool joints like the shoulder and the knee. But the spine ends up having 2, 3, 4, 5 times as many joints and as many moving parts as the rest of the body. And so we really shouldn't, in the future, we won't be looking at the whole neck or low back. We'll be taking specific shots at some of these joints that are bugging people. But right now we're looking at whole lumbar spine and the whole thoracic spine and the whole neck. And it is very difficult. It's difficult to do it well. It's the most difficult thing I'm doing, to do it well. A lot of parts.
Right, because it seems like everybody you meet's got some kind of back or neck.
Yes.
I mean, you know.
So it matters.
So everybody's different. I mean, you may look at 10 MRIs from 10 guys at 40 years old, and they're each one going to be different, right?
Yes. So my rule of thumb is if somebody's been on the planet Earth under the gravitational field for about 35, 40 years, they're not going to have a normal MRI of their spine. Just changes from gravity alone. Even if they're not hurting and they're not, you know, there's going to be some changes over time in the spine. So typically, when I see a lot of patients coming out with reports that say normal, nothing's wrong with you, that's just not accurate. Once we've been a few decades on Earth, gravity's going to beat you up a little bit. But yeah, it's very common to have back pain. Some of us in the room have back pain. I won't say names.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very common.
Sure. So you get the report, then about how long does it take to do the way that you read them?
The way I read them kind of takes about as long as it takes to scan them. Okay. So if Andy's taking 45 minutes and putting people in the crazy positions to provoke their pain, it's going to take me about 45 minutes to do the report. I can also run some of his images through some software where the computer picks up where I leave off and can do hundreds of calculations on spine stability and the nuances, depending on what's going to help the patient and what the providers, the ordering physician needs.
Right.
I can take hours, but typically about 45 minutes, if that's how long it takes me to scan it.
Sure. Now, you said early on you admittedly were skeptical.
Correct.
This type of machine. So
what
was the final straw that pushed you over?
Well, you know, I was looking at a scan on someone's neck from upright MRI, and I'm open to, I'll help out here, figure this thing out. And I was doing what's called an overread, where the initial reader will spend some time and I'll spend a lot more time. And I saw discs pooching out, touching the spinal cord, only when the patient flexed. When they were weight-bearing and they flexed forward, I would see the disc kind of shoot out. And just for the audience, the disc is kind of the marshmallow cushion that comes between your vertebral bodies. And in this case, it looked kind of normal in a lot of positions, but once they bent their head forward, it pooched out, touched the spinal cord. That's not normal. And it just opened my eyes, like, okay, well, 99.999% of the spines I evaluate aren't using this technology. So I'm missing this.
What are you missing? Yeah.
I'm missing, and there are people who are hurting, and we're just missing it. And I think it can mess with our minds a little bit if we do this fancy, expensive scan and it's an MRI, and then it just comes back negative or normal. But I'm still feeling problems. So is it in my brain? Right. So I think all that just opened my eyes up, just to have a little more compassion for people, but also to use more tools than I had previously been trained in.
Sure. So, Andy, why does it always seem like, and I mean, I know myself and other people I know, it always seems to be a fight with insurance companies to get an MRI. You know, X-rays, they're happy to do, but then an X-ray is not going to show most of the time what we're looking for, right?
Well, the X-rays are highly valuable, right? Mm-hmm. And again, Dr. Ugorji can comment on the tools. I'm glad he brought that up. Upright MRI is a tool. It's an MRI tool. And you have 3T MRI. You have 1.5T. The insurance companies, and we are just, you know, contractors with the insurance company. Everyone's different. Every person's plan with the different insurances are different. And it's just, you know, I think they want to slow down doctors and make sure treatment has been tried before the MRI. And we all have to admit the price for an MRI has gone way down in the last 20 years. I mean,
it seems like best these be like $2,500.
Right. Know? I mean, cash rate $600 without contrast, $750 with the contrast, which, you know, adding the contrast is hopefully rare, but sometimes doctors have reason to use that.
And Joe, what would be the benefit of that, real quick? The contrast.
So the contrast is when you'll have an injection in your vein, usually kind of around your elbow. The contrast, it will be taken up by your circulatory system. Your heart will pump it. And it's interesting. You'll have blood flow go to areas that are kind of irritated. So if you ever sprained your ankle and you feel it kind of, your heartbeat kind of pulsing and throbbing away in your ankle, that's because there's increased blood flow going there. And so contrast, you inject it in a vein, goes to the heart, pumps to the problem. And so it will enhance, is what we call it. It'll make brighter certain tears, certain tissues, or even tumors in unfortunate cases, or scarring around a surgery. Right. So it just gives us a little bit more information about what your body is concerned about.
Okay. And the main thing you need to know, Andy, when you do your questionnaire, and we just got a couple minutes here, but people fill out a questionnaire, and you got to know, like, if there's any implants in their body. Is that, that's one question I think I remember.
Well, if I don't say it 2 times a day, I say it 10 times a day. I'm not a doctor. I'm the senior janitor. So it's standard screening.
Sure.
And we came up with this really cool thing. We laminated all the 3 pages that we have people fill out. Consent for the MRI, screening for any metal in the body, because MRI is a giant magnet. Mm-hmm. We need to know if there's stents or no patient with a pacemaker can go through. And then regular demographics. That we take from them, and then we wipe off that sheet and save paper. So we're a green company as well. How about that?
Right. A couple more testimonials I want to read real quick. Hands down, best overall experience at any medical office in 37 years, from the front desk lady on the phone to the tech and the janitor, end quotes. Everything was perfect. The best ever, don't change a thing. So I'm telling you, great testimonials. And again, I'll give a personal endorsement. I did it last year on my neck, heading over today for one on my knee. And if you need an MRI, I hope you'll give them a call. And once again, you're in control of your medical. So you tell your doctor, this is what I want. You tell your attorney, if you've been in an auto accident, hey, this is where I want to go. 303-858-8855, 303-858-8855. They're located at 6726 South Revere Parkway. And you can check them out at uprightmri.com.
UprightMRICO.com.
I did forget that.
And we are veteran-owned and woman-owned.
All right. We appreciate it, Andy. Thank you very much. And Joe, thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion, or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets, so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. And we've got a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us an email through there. And, of course, our helpline is always available for you, and that's 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. And we'll be glad to help you in any way we can. Well, glad to have Dr. Mark Riggs back in with us, 5280 Functional Medicine. 5280functionalmed.com, their number, 720-722-0386. Again, 720-722-0386. Dr. Riggs, good to see you, sir.
How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well. Ready for another weekend here.
Here you go.
All right. Our last show, let's talk about a little bit what we discussed there. And, you know, we talked about the type 2 diabetes, and so... Again, I meet people after we talk about shows, and, man, I learned so much just myself listening to what you have to say. But let's summarize for our listeners a little bit about type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, sure. So what I mentioned last show, I got into some recent news about type 2 diabetes. But the reason why we care so much and the reason why we're hearing so much about type 2 diabetes, it's the fastest growing chronic disease in the United States. So we got heart disease, we got, you know, diabetes, we got cancer. It's the fastest growing. A 2018 CDC report reported that over 100 million Americans have either diabetes or pre-diabetes, which just means that you're not diabetic, you know, you're not quote-unquote diabetic yet, according to the conventional standard, but you're on your way. And 83% of those diabetics are unaware that they even have a problem, because diabetes is a chronic low-grade, you know, sort of a chronic condition that oftentimes doesn't present with symptoms until later on. And then on average, pre-diabetics progress to diabetes in only about 5 years. So we've got a lot of diabetics out there in our country, and then we've got a massive amount of people with pre-diabetes who are going to become diabetic if they just continue to follow the conventional standard of practice and standard of care and just listen to what their doctors tell them with regards to their diabetes. So I just want to let our listeners know that a normal fasting glucose, if you're out there, you have diabetes or pre-diabetes, or you know you think you might have blood sugar problems, a normal fasting blood sugar level, fasting glucose, conventional medicine says between 65 and 99. I disagree. I like it between 75 and 85. That would be considered optimal. Now, one of the best ways to measure your blood sugar is what's known as a postprandial blood sugar reading, which is a post-meal blood sugar reading, in other words. And so when you're fasting, again, between 75 and 85, 1 hour after your meal, you want to be less than 140. 2 hours after your meal, you want to be less than 120. And 3 hours post-meal, you should be back to that fasting range again. And that, like I said, is one of the best ways, most accurate ways, to determine if a patient has blood sugar issues. Another common marker that a lot of patients have heard of before is hemoglobin A1C. And this is about a 3 to 4 month average blood sugar reading of the past 3 to 4 months. And ideally, you want we like our patients between about 4.7 and 5.4. Between 5.7 and 6.4 is considered pre-diabetic, and above 6.5 is considered diabetic. And I've seen some really high A1Cs in a lot of my diabetic patients. It's not uncommon for it to be above 10, 12. Even I think my record is 14.7 or something. The lab was calling me at home about that one. So a lot of patients with diabetes take a medication called metformin or glucophage. It's got a long track record for safety. It's associated with a lower risk of death from cardiovascular disease and cancer in diabetics, which are good things that other diabetes medications don't do, and inhibits sugar production by stimulating glucose uptake in the muscles and blocking triglyceride synthesis and promoting fat burning, all good things. So of the diabetes medications, metformin is probably the best. However, no medication is safe from running the risk of adverse effects, and the most common side effect of metformin is gastrointestinal distress. Contraindications of using metformin are if you have kidney or liver damage or congestive heart failure, and You need to avoid alcohol, of course, when you're taking metformin. It's recommended that you stop taking metformin 48 hours after exposure of contrast agent, such as those administered with CT scans. And one thing that we see a lot is low levels of B12 and folate, which are B vitamins, B12 and B9, that are very, very important for a variety of different physiological functions in the body, and those are often depleted with using metformin. So I just wanted to make a few points there about, you know, monitoring yourself and the most commonly prescribed drug for diabetes, metformin. That being said, Medicare guidelines state that care that seeks to prevent disease, promote health, and prolong and enhance the quality of life is considered medically unnecessary. And I bring this up because it sounds crazy what I just said, because it really is. But I bring it up because most people's health insurance does not cover a lot of these functional, tests that we run, a lot of functional care that gets to the root cause of a patient's issues, a patient's dysfunction, like the root causes and drivers of blood sugar dysregulation that leads to full-blown diabetes after many years. Our healthcare system just isn't designed for that, and our health insurance was not designed for that. So if, you know, you're frustrated at, you know, why is my insurance why doesn't it pay for anything but just the superficial testing and, you know, just the after the fact, you know, pay for your dialysis, yeah, pay for your heart failure treatment, but not for your nutritional counseling or your health coaching to prevent diabetes in the first place. It really is completely backwards. But that was the disease management was really what our health insurance was designed for, and it makes perfect sense why it doesn't cover other stuff. So the good news is that advanced cardiometabolic testing that my wife and I run in our functional medicine practice is not expensive. It is reasonable. Mm-hmm. It's nothing that's going to break the bank. And it's testing that what it does is it comprehensively diagnoses what is wrong, how bad it is, and provides us with gobs of information as to help us guide our patients in tailoring a lifestyle medicine plan specific for that patient's blood chemistry. So we often, in the past, we used to do this a lot more. We've gotten away from it for this reason, but we used to have patients ask us, hey, can I just take your form for this advanced blood test and take it to my doctor, see if it'll get covered by insurance? They take it to the doctor, and the medical doctor looks at the form of everything that we're looking to order, and they tell the patients, that's all not necessary. And it's like we laugh because to them, that's true. It's absolutely not necessary because all you're going to get is the drug. No matter what goes on, you know, no matter what differences they find in the blood chemistry analysis that helps us specifically tailor a lifestyle plan and supplements and botanicals and physical activity and all that stuff. It absolutely matters to us, but to the medical doctor who's just going to be prescribing a statin or a metformin or whatever, it doesn't matter. So that's why they tell their patient. But the patients, you know, they know that it matters. So, this is so important and so needed, this advanced diagnosis of these chronic issues and this more holistic lifestyle-based treatment. It's so important and so needed now more than ever because, as I mentioned last show, I came across an article from just last month, September 2019, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine. And it was the title was Diabetes Control Has Stalled Across the United States. And the reason why it's stalled is because we're focused on all the wrong things. We know that type 2 diabetes is completely preventable and often reversible. And it's driven almost entirely by diet, lifestyle, and our behavior. So, and of course, genes play a role, but that genetic predisposition isn't activated without environmental factors like poor diet, physical inactivity, and sleep deprivation, to name a few of them. And so we know exactly how to prevent diabetes with diet and lifestyle, and we know how to reverse it in all but the most serious of cases. And what's interesting and what I cited last time are a few a few little snippets from the scientific literature that support the ketogenic diet and the paleo diet specifically for patients with type 2 diabetes. And I pulled these guidelines from the official disability guidelines from Medicare, from Workman's Comp, right, who like to follow the Medicare guidelines. And these guidelines are, they have a reputation and a history of being very conservative and very strict. And so for the official disability guidelines for Workman's Comp to support a ketogenic diet and a paleo diet for patients with diabetes as a lifestyle modification plan, there has to be an overwhelming abundance of evidence in the scientific literature for that to be there. So I talked about that last time, paleo, keto. And what's interesting is that prior to the advent of insulin in 1922, these low carbohydrate diets were utilized almost exclusively as the most effective way to reverse type 2 diabetes, and we've just gotten away from that in favor of all the latest and greatest drugs. Mm-hmm. And so the drugs, I just wanted to mention, they are just a band-aid approach for patients and extremely lucrative for the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, we're not well, but we're not dead, and so they continue making lots of money off of us by sure. just continuing with this band-aid approach, this for that approach to every symptom that you know that's under the sun. So talked about that last time, and I also referenced last time an article that was called Behavior Change, Weight Loss, and Remission of Type 2 Diabetes, and it was a community-based prospective cohort study, and people who lost greater than 10% body weight in the first year after their diagnosis of diabetes were significantly more likely to achieve remission within the first at 5 years follow-up compared to those with stable or increased weight. So there's a lot of evidence in the scientific literature that lifestyle factors have a massive impact on type 2 diabetes. And we just need to pay attention, and we need to take more control over our health and not exclusively listen to just the doctors that we see most often, which tend to be medical doctors. And again, these doctors are not lifestyle-based physicians. These are right. symptom-based mm-hmm. acute care doctors, and diabetes is a chronic lifestyle-induced problem. So it would behoove patients to seek out somebody who is going to address your dysfunction and your chronic conditions from more of a lifestyle perspective, since that is the way that it became a problem in the first place.
Right. Dr. Mark Riggs is with us, 5280 Functional Medicine. And, you know, it's amazing when you look at what you're saying. I think people that smoke, I mean, they know what they're doing themselves. But when you think about eating, I mean, what you're saying is, man, you could cut these numbers hugely, maybe 70, and I'm making the number up, 75%, if people just ate better and took care of themselves better.
Yeah, it just the day-to-day lifestyle changes, the day-to-day choices that we make have a huge impact. And just imagine for a second, instead of being prescribed drugs right away, patients with prediabetes and diabetes were offered health coaching, for example, which is starting to be covered by insurance in some places. The coach would help the client clean up their diet, increase physical activity like Bryn does at our office, mm-hmm. stop smoking, drinking excessively, sleep more, get better sleep, manage their stress. There's no question that this would be a much better approach according to my team and the research. And this is the future we're working toward with our patients. And like I said, we do very comprehensive cardiometabolic testing, and then we tailor patients' lifestyle to what comes back in their blood chemistry. And we utilize a food plan called the cardiometabolic food plan. It tells you exactly what foods are best to emphasize, exactly how many calories based on your goals, exactly the macronutrient ratios, the fat, the proteins, the carbohydrates you need for a healthy balance. So the answer is that the quick fix using drugs, just it never solves this problem. We always have to make adjustments to lifestyle first and foremost. And in my opinion, it starts with food. And there's plenty of evidence to support that as well.
Sure. And, you know, to everyone listening, I mean, the holistic approach is a lot better because, I mean, you look at every drug that's advertised on TV. If it's a 30-second ad, about 10 seconds is about the drug and 20 seconds is about all the side effects. And could cause, and you're like, by the time you hear all that, and they say it so fast, or it's in the tiniest of print on a TV screen, but I mean, man, it's
right.
a mess.
Right. Yeah, it's not the best way to go about handling all these chronic internal conditions that we face today in the landscape and healthcare that we're in today. So, yeah, it's really about seeking out a functional medicine provider like my wife and I, and allowing us to more comprehensively diagnose you and more holistically and conservatively go about treating things and managing things and restoring balance and function in the body.
Absolutely. Again, their number is 720-722-0386. Check out the website, 5280functionalmed.com. And if you've missed some of our past shows, Dr. Riggs has a great library there of our last shows and a lot of different topics. So I hope you'll give him a call today. 720-722-0386. This is Haystack Health Radio. We're going to take a short break. Be back with more. Dr. Mark Riggs.
You will regret not calling the police after your accident. Take it from Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law.
It's one of those situations where you want to make sure that you're covering your own self. And we talk about harvesting the evidence yourself, getting pictures, getting recordings of things, and doing all of that. And that's important because sometimes the police get it wrong, but the majority of the time they get it right. And they're going to be trained to ask the right questions. Our public servants are there for that sort of thing, whether it's a small accident or a big accident. They're trained to get this information so that we can rely on it later.
Always call the police after an accident. Then call Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves. Who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Health Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to have Dr. Mark Riggs back with us, and he is with us on Fridays. And 720-722-0386 is the number. And again, I hope you'll check out his website, a great website, 5280functionalmed.com. And if this is the first time you've heard him or haven't heard me go through these, just tell you a little bit more about him. He is a licensed chiropractic physician. He is board certified in diagnosis and internal disorders, board certified acupuncture practitioner, board eligible nutritionist, nationally registered certified medical examiner, and he's currently undergoing training through the prestigious Institute for Functional Medicine. And another thing you do, and you go around town and kind of do some talks, and you've got a good partnership with Natural Grocers, and actually one tomorrow.
That's right.
So let's talk about that just a little bit.
Yeah, so let me take a look here. We do a lot, and so it helps to refresh my memory. I don't want to get the times wrong or anything like that. So, yeah, tomorrow we're talking. I'm speaking at the Centennial location, the Cherry Knolls location, the Natural Grocers there, about blood sugar disorder. It's called Master Your Blood Sugar at 11 a.m. It's going to be tomorrow at 11 a.m., and then we got a couple more coming up in November.
Right, okay. Good deal. And again, for more information on those, you can call the office 720-722-0386, but they're absolutely free to you, and a chance for you to meet Dr. Riggs, and I guarantee you he will help you out. So now, we are well into flu season. You've seen that a lot on the news as well. And so as a holistic and functional medicine physician, how do you and your wife help patients avoid getting sick?
Sure, yeah. So ways to boost your immune system naturally. You know, the immune system is... It's one of the many systems in the body, and it's a network of cells and tissues and organs that are designed to defend us from foreign invaders like bacteria and viruses, fungi, parasites. And, you know, in addition to detecting those different infections, the different jobs of the immune system are things like activating immune effector functions, having the ability to recognize self from non-self, which is really important, especially when it comes to autoimmune disease, which I plan on talking a lot more about next show. And generating immunological memory. That's really, really important, right? Because, you know, there's it tends to be the case when you catch things naturally, you develop a memory to those infectious diseases, and you're able to mount a much better immune response to them the next time you encounter those things. So what's neat is you know, when we educate our patients, we teach people that the immune system begins in the womb. And the bacterial colonization of the gut is probably the single most significant impact on our future immune system function. And we get that bacterial colonization from our mother, and it passes into us through the placenta. And this substance called the vernix, which covers the fetus while in the womb, it sheds into the amniotic fluid, and as the fetus gets closer and closer to term and provides prebiotic material to the gut. Then further colonization continues with a vaginal birth only. Right, so the child has to pass through the vaginal canal and collect more vaginal bacteria in their eyes and nose and mouth and all over their skin, and that is the second big bang of probiotic bacteria that seeds our gut and either predisposes us to health or predisposes us to chronic disease. And you think about how many people are electing to get C-sections because it's convenient for them and for the doctor. Now, my wife and I had a C-section. I'm not anti-C-section because they're necessary in cases like my son where it was an emergency. But these elective C-sections are actually having a terrible impact on the future development of children and specifically their development of their immune system. And there's numerous, again, going back to the scientific literature, numerous research articles that point to how there's a strong correlation there between C-section babies and their gut microbiome and their future risk for immunological conditions and autoimmunity. Really, really, really interesting stuff. Now, again, you mentioned how do we boost the immune system. There are plenty of ways, and currently we're all in the midst of flu season, like you said. Every September, November, October, we get beat over the head with make sure you get your vaccines, right? Like that's the only way to stimulate your immune system and mount a defense against these.
I've never had a flu shot.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'm just going to tell you. Not so. Good or bad?
No, I don't get them either, right? But it's because I know how to stay healthy, and I know that there's a lot of, you know, it's a very, very heated argument. But you know, my wife and I know how to keep ourselves and our kids healthy, and we try to share this information with patients and spread the word how to boost your immune system naturally. There are so many things that can and should be done. Just relying, for example, I was just notified the other day, we were kind of joking about it behind the scenes, but there was somebody on social media who got a sticker. I just got my flu shot, and they were partying it up at at McDonald's or something, eating ice cream afterwards. Hey, we got our flu shot, and now we're having a bunch of fun afterwards eating our ice cream at McDonald's. So you're getting your flu shot, you're thinking that it's, you know, doing anything for you, even though it's like 9 to 11% effective. and then you're going to McDonald's and you're having the ice cream that directly suppresses and inhibits the function of your immune system cells.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just this is a very common mentality here in our country. And, we rely on the Band-Aid approach when it comes to something like diabetes and hypertension and high cholesterol and all these things. We use the Band-Aid approach there. And guess what? We're also using the Band-Aid approach when it comes to our immune system function, because we just see the signs everywhere. You get beat over the head from the media, the TV,
right.
get your flu shot, or whatever vaccines it is. And all vaccines are different, by the way. Mm-hmm. So, just to say vaccines as a blanket term, it's like, maybe in the future we can have a show on,
sure.
some of the.
No, I would love to do that, because I'm telling you, it's
a heated debate. It's a very controversial, and it's ridiculous. It shouldn't be, but it's just. I don't know. Misinformation gets passed around, and then it spreads like wildfire on social media and in the news. And I'm sure the pharmaceutical industry is laughing all the way to the bank because all the misinformation is being spread, and it's just favoring them.
Right.
It's the biggest industry in the United States, the pharmaceutical industry, and the vaccines are a cash cow.
Mm-hmm.
So, the people out there that think that decisions are purely being made out of altruism or, mm-hmm. You're fooling yourself a little bit there. But anyway, the immune system is very important. It helps us defend ourselves. We're built with an immune system for a reason. And things that suppress the immune system are things that we target with our patients. Things like poor diet, high processed foods, high refined foods, inadequate quantity or quality of sleep, not enough physical activity, or too much exercise can work against you. They go in the other direction. Too much stress, inability to cope with your stress effectively. Antibiotics, because antibiotics wreck that gut microbiome, the good bacteria that we're supposed to get from mom when we're born. Corticosteroids, either oral or inhaled or injected, and other immunosuppressive drugs like Humira. And so the lifestyle interventions that we focus on to help build that strong immune system, eating a diet high in a diverse spectrum of nutrients, limiting dairy products, especially conventional dairy products, exercise, establishing a bedtime routine where you get adequate sleep, mitigating stress, using meditation, acupuncture, treating the underlying chronic infections, and eating regularly and regulating our blood sugar. And then we can also support the immune system with supplements like vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin C, probiotics, and zinc. And so kind of to summarize, I know I kind of went through that quickly, but eating a variety of colorful fruits and vegetables, getting plenty of rest, managing your stress, and supporting your immune system with those extra nutrients is huge. It is really, really, that gives us the biggest bang for our buck. Don't just rely on the vaccines. My wife, I'll use her as an example. You said you've never gotten a flu shot. My wife, she's gone to third world countries like Haiti and Nicaragua and, places where the hygiene is less than desirable and the sanitation. And she's never caught anything, because she knows how to take care of herself. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to expanding on this next time getting more into autoimmune disease and how that kind of dovetails in with this immune system stuff.
We'll look forward to it. Again, tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 12:15 in Centennial, Cherry Knolls, Master Your Blood Sugar. And again, great chance to meet Dr. Riggs. I hope you can make it to that. Their number is 720-722-0386, 5280functionalmed.com. Dr. Riggs, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.